AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Pope Leo is expressing strong views on the world's conflicts. On a visit to Cameroon, he condemned what he called the handful of tyrants exploiting the planet through war and greed.
Jesus told us, blessed are the peacemakers, but woe to those who manipulate religion in the very name of God for their own military, economic, or political gain, dragging that which is sacred into darkness and filth.
In a hopeful sign for peace, a 10-day ceasefire agreed on by Lebanon and Israel has started. President Trump announced it at the White House.
It's very exciting. I think we're going to have a deal. We're going to have a meeting, first time in 44 years, and Lebanon will be meeting with Israel, and they're probably going to do it at the White House.
But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israeli troops will not be withdrawing from Lebanon, while the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah says, quote, Israeli occupation on our land grants Lebanon and its people the right to resist. Meantime, President Trump also addressed his taunting of Pope Leo. Saker Magani reports he says he's not worried it might offend his supporters.
I have nothing against the Pope.
For days, the president's bashed the first American-born pontiff for criticizing the Iran war.
I have to do what's right.
Maintaining the war is about stopping Iran from getting a nuclear weapon.
The Pope has to understand that. This is the real world. It's a nasty world.
Speaking with reporters, the president mentioned a few times the Pope's brother is a big supporter.
He's got MAGA all over his house.
Calling him a great guy.
And I'm sure the Pope is a great guy. I haven't met him.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Amid an international push to extend the ceasefire in the Iran war, the U.S. military says it's widening its blockade of Iran, saying the Navy will stop any ship anywhere tied to Tehran. This is AP News. Donna Warder has a look at the price of beef.
Many U.S. consumers say beef prices are just too high right now. But North Dakota rancher Stephanie Hansenbuehler says what Americans are paying for beef is fair.
Beef prices are not high. They're catching up to where they should be compared to everything else.
Beef prices are partly blamed on the size of the national herd, the smallest in more than 75 years. Hansenbuehler says some ranchers are struggling to stay afloat with the cattle they have.
A lot of times markets can be a little bit tight, and so
Palmdale, California rancher Mike Williams.
Making ends meet can be a little bit of a challenge. But right now, it's pretty good.
The average price of uncooked ground beef in the U.S. was $6.86 per pound in March, up nearly 48% from what it cost in March 2021. I'm Donna Warder.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.